Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Connor Rogers talking top five quarterbacks. Please, Lord, let the Browns get a quarterback this offseason. Number two pick, number one pick, number three pick. Just let's get a real quarterback and let's start winning some damn games here. Now, it should be noted in the break, I neglected to get lunch, so I had to get something delivered. Not only did I drop a fry right in my, because I have a flannel, and I've got one button down today for the chat.
Yeah.
But dropped a fry right there mid-conversation with Mackenzie, which was in no way embarrassing.
Did anybody notice?
Yes. And me, Mac, and her noticed.
Okay.
You were the only
one
that didn't.
Yeah.
And then thankfully, nobody noticed this. While she was doing her update, I was eating a piece of pizza and a piece of sausage dropped off and not just it went down the chute. It was supporting something over here.
Yeah.
So we got a little grease on him. We got a little grease in the chest here. It's a good day, is what I'm saying. It's a very sultry day.
This is a good day. You're spilling things all over yourself.
That's like every day.
Okay.
Nice try, fatty. Now, I do want to get to the Donovan defense of Jared in just a second. I thought this was an interesting question, though. A mediocre sports fan. That's not what I named him. That's what he is self-identifying on Twitter, saying, does Miles turn down a trade to the Bucks? This has long been... It was the same fear that I had with Wyatt Teller and with Njoku, because right now, the Bucks need an offensive line, and they need another couple pass catchers.
He's got to.
There was a huge, huge fear that I had of, like, man, it really sucked to see one of those dudes go down there and, like, win a playoff game with Baker. I'd be happy for
No. The problem here is that Miles was too against Baker while Baker was here, and the infighting was too real for that to ever be the case.
Oh, I think he would. I think he would do it.
No, if I was Andrew Berry or if I was Jimmy Haslam, and that connection ended up happening,
candidly,
I wouldn't be able to continue existing. I would be so distraught at the idea that Miles was so and it seemed like Miles and Baker were so against each other and quabbled in such a way that they could then be like grouped up together. No. That's because the no trade clause.
What if they
clause,
offer you three firsts?
Doesn't matter. The no trade clause by Miles.
Three firsts by Tampa?
Doesn't matter because the no trade clause by Miles lets Miles choose where he goes.
Uh-huh.
So the three firsts, you can offer seven firsts. It doesn't matter. Miles gets the final say. And so it's very important we remember this when we discuss about this in the future.
You
okay?
think Miles wouldn't go with a franchise quarterback?
Miles does not care about the amount of first round picks attached to anything.
Correct.
Miles already told everyone Baker's not a franchise quarterback.
Yeah,
so I'd be so mad about the whole ordeal is if Miles had a change of heart on Baker. The hell, you don't get a change of heart on Baker. You made clear you're Now you're making me mad.
I'm not
now
doing it on purpose. I'm just saying.
Why are you making me mad?
This Jason Licht is one of the three GMs that I think has the cojones to offer
because of what
three first.
The offer doesn't matter. The offer doesn't matter to Miles.
No. The offer matters to the Browns.
The team matters to
and
Miles.
You have to pay the price to the Browns, and then Miles has to want to go
again. But Miles doesn't have to care about that. Miles only has to care about where the place is.
And he should want to go to Tampa. The NFC South is a place he could feast with all the slap-ass quarterbacks there.
There's too many hurtful things between the two of them for that to ever be true.
Money and an apology text go nowhere.
He's got better options. You got the Eagles. Every time we brought this up, it's been the Eagles. It's been the Lions. It's been the Bills. It's been all these really, really good teams.
You mean like a team that's made the playoffs in consecutive years?
Yes, they've made the playoffs in consecutive years.
They won a playoff game. Was that 2 years ago?
A playoff game, yes. You're acting like they're in the Super Bowl every year or the NFC title game.
You're acting like they're the Cleveland Browns.
No, I'm saying if you're Miles,
it would be a place I think a lot of guys would want to go.
If you're Miles, no. The problem here is if you're Miles, you
just don't want him to go.
No.
You can't. I think
you
would crash out.
I might crash out. I'm crashing out now. He said too many things about him and Baker, and they've gone through. We personally went too many back and forths between the two of them for me to ever envision a scenario where he'd say, that's the team for me.
Now he literally said, I don't want to come back to Cleveland. I want to go win championships. And 6 weeks later was like, I'll take $40 million.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's going to have better options than Baker, though.
He's going to have better options than the Cleveland Browns, and he still would have gotten $40 million.
No, I agree with that, too. But Baker wasn't part of the equation in this. The Baker part of it is the part I can't let go.
If we went through too many Baker
versus Miles. They're arguing in the locker room.
They're feuding
in the locker room.
Like,
there's all sorts of post-game arguments and all this stuff.
This is what drives me crazy.
I don't think they can let this go.
By the way, those arguments happen in winning organizations. Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown will never dine together again. They're probably going to win the Super Bowl this year or at least be in it.
Maybe I just lived it too much and we all lived it too much. And it was omnipresent too much for me to ever go down that road.
Because it would be miserable to watch Miles and Baker.
They hated each other, man. They hated each other.
Yes, like, and time. If Baker can move on and grow up, I'm imagining Baker and Miles at the idea of just not being in Cleveland, meaning being in Tampa in a very winnable division. I mean, if you gave them Miles and Baker, I don't see a reason why any of the other teams in that division would win the division in the next five years.
Because of the no-trade clause, I think he's going to have better quarterback options, and he's going to choose a better quarterback option. If you told me this offseason, Baker Mayfield is the best quarterback option that he gets, I'd be surprised.
I know, I don't think it's the best, but I would equally be surprised if Miles, who's so conscientious of optics, again, stuck the landing on why he wanted to be traded perfectly, so much that at least half of Cleveland agreed with him and wanted to do right by Miles. Think about that. Wanted to trade an obvious Hall of Famer because we felt bad at how bad this organization has screwed him over. I think he understands you can't just be like, I'm only going to Philadelphia. Now, maybe the Bucks aren't on the team. I would imagine that he has a list of 5, 6, or 7 teams that he would okay a trade to that
And I'm saying I'd be shocked if the Bucks were one of them.
I wouldn't be shocked.
I would.
I'm not saying he definitively
too
would
much
be.
Animosity there.
No, it's four years in the rear view.
He won that war. Part of the reason why I think there was such
did
a
he?
Yes. Well, he won the
did
war.
Did he win the war?
Well, that Baker's out, not on the team. Yes, that was the war. The war was one of them had to go essentially, and Baker being the one that had to go, that was Miles winning that war. It's always envisioned that.
So I understand that I think that might have been the case. And I understand why you're saying what you're saying.
Think of the person you disliked the most 5 years ago in your life. And then think about if there's any other way or any other chance to work with that person or that person comes up again.
Is $40 million there?
You're probably... $40 million is everywhere. That's everywhere with Miles.
50 maybe?
$45 million, that's everywhere with Miles.
Well, no, but the point is the money helps. The money makes me more...
But the money exists also in the same breath with all the other quarterbacks.
My point is the money makes everything more palatable. If I'm making money that I made 5 years ago and working with someone
but you get to choose to just work with somebody that you didn't hate and didn't have a relationship with, and you're going to always choose that.
I think 4 years is a long time, and I understand. By the way, I think you're right that they felt they had to make a choice between Baker and Miles, and inevitably, that's why they fail. Because they don't understand. You can just do the hard work. You can put two guys in a room. You can find common ground with real leadership. But I think this idea, honestly, the last place I want to see him in Tampa, or is Tampa. But I think Miles could feast in that division, get every stat he wanted. And I think Miles plus Baker has a real chance to win a championship in Tampa Bay.
Over his dead body.
Whose?
Miles. I thought over his dead body.
I think.
And by the way, I think Baker would have a strong say in this, too. I think Baker would also tell Jason White, that's not what I'm signing up for either.
Hey, Jason, I don't want to trade for the best defensive player in the NFL.
It got deep with them, man. It got very personal with them.
Guys come back all the time. I'm not saying you're wrong.
It was a real thing.
Guys come back from this kind of stuff all the time, though. And to me, it's just, I don't know if Todd Bowles is the right guy or if Jason Light is the right guy, but, like, leadership helps. The difference between Baker getting traded and Baker not getting traded in 2022, I think, is whether you have a true leader of men in that room or not. Because all that crap could have been absolutely mitigated by leadership bringing those guys together. And I think the fact that 4 years have gone on, the situation's different.
Well, that's part of the problem with that old crew.
Baker's proven himself in a way.
That old crew, they kind of let everyone just kind of like choose their own sides, and then they just let everything just kind of go as if it was like a free-for-all. And everyone just got to... It was really poorly run, and looking back on it, it's poorly run now, but it was poorly run then, too. Like, they would let all these bickerings and these feuds, and they wouldn't do what you're saying. They wouldn't sit them down and be like, you're going to be better than this. You need to work this out.
Also,
they didn't do those things.
Also, they
just didn't.
Jadeveon Clowney decided he only wanted to play on third downs against the Ravens, and then didn't cut his ass immediately.
Also, going in post-game temper tantrums, essentially, is what it turned out to be, and just kind of letting that allow. They just let everyone do everything there.
Clowney is the Kirk Cousins of edge rushers.
It was the wild, wild west. He got almost 10 sacks the 1 year with us.
Yeah, almost.
It was almost
216,
nine. It was nine. I think it was nine.
0092. Good for you, Jadeveon. Thanks for ruining the culture, buddy. Miles Garrett to Tampa. Is that the worst case scenario if the Browns were to try to move on, or rather Miles was to try to move on from the Browns this offseason? And when we come back, the latest on Shedeur Sanders on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.